It is time to speak with one of the coaching staff from the Adelaide Football Club. It's David Teague. He's brought to us by Harvey Norman Factory Outlet. Genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. The big green building at Mile End. David, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. I'm suspecting it would have been one of the more debated selection meetings you've had this year.
Yeah, look, you're on the money there. It was. We've had some tough calls throughout the year in terms of form below, but this week was probably the hardest, getting a couple of back from injury, and then the form of the side has made it really difficult.
Well, give us the thinking behind the changes. So obviously, Scott Thompson comes back in, but David McKay, what were you thinking there in terms of putting him ahead of others?
Yeah, his form before he got injured was pretty solid. He'd started playing a little bit through the midfield, so it just gave us another look. We've been lucky in the last couple of weeks. It's allowed us to put Rory Atkins through, so probably the end decision was based around a bit more flexibility.
We can see Tomo and D-Mac back in. Wayne Miller, is he okay? Was it form not getting enough? Is he a bit puffed, tired?
He's okay. He was available this week. He's had a big season, but we just felt... this weekend that bringing D-Mac and Tomo in was probably our best side for this game.
Brad Crouch, fit, in form, flying. He's going to miss another 2 weeks of AFL. I know he's going to play Sandful this weekend. They've both got the bye next weekend. He's been the wrong end of that selection stick for a while now, Teague.
Yeah, look, Brad got his opportunity early and probably wasn't quite ready to go. And then he's gone back and played really well. He's got a clear plan on what he needs to do to get back into the side. And if he continues progressing the way he is, I've got no doubt he'll be in the side very shortly.
Okay, so what's holding him back? What is the selection criteria for him not to be in there?
Oh, he just needs to be in a position to play AFL footy the way he wants to. And the first time we brought him in, he wasn't able to do that. It's not about going to get as many possessions as you can. It's about playing AFL football at SNFL level and showing everyone that he's ready to go. And the way he's gone about it has been really good, and we're very happy with the progression so far.
Does he think he's ready?
Oh, look, I think as a player, you probably always think you're ready, but I think he agrees when we have the conversation that we probably brought him back a little bit earlier and in his best interest. It'd be better for him to be really 100% ready to go rather than rushing him too early.
One of the other players that missed out, Ricky Henderson, was he unlucky?
Yeah, he is. He's played the last, we had three wins, and he's played a role in all of those. So, look, when you've got probably 25, 26 to select from, and you've got to get it down to 22, there's going to be some guys that are unlucky. Look, we believe Rick's a very good player, and he will be really important for us throughout the rest of the year as well.
Is it first to 100 wins on Saturday, David?
First to 100 wins?
Yep. Bix has got a stat. What's your stat?
Well, the team that gets to 100 points first wins 98% of the time, and we like to refer to that. So, Rowie's saying a bit of a shootout. If Adelaide get enough ball in their forward line, they kick over 100, they most likely win.
I hope the ball's getting in our forward line a lot. it could be one of those games. Who knows? People predicted a couple other games throughout the year have been shootouts, and they've gone the other way. So, it's hard to tell. Depends what both teams bring, but I'm very happy if the ball's in our forward line a lot.
I bet you are. And the travelling emergency, who will that be?
They're still discussing that one. So they got to weigh up with all the buys in the SANFL. I think he's going to speak to the high performance and finalise that tonight.
Okay, and James McGowan could be standing Mitchie McGovern, I should say.
No, I hope so. I reckon that'd be pretty exciting. So I know Mitch is keen for it to... test his brother's aerobic ability out. He reckons he's got him on the run, but his brother reads the game pretty well, so it could be an interesting battle.
Has he got another brother called James, has he?
Jimmy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, is it? Yeah. Oh, I don't care about their McGovern. I only care about our McGovern, Bix. Hey, Teague, what's Josh Jenkins said to you about his future? Any hints? You're as close as any to him?
He's enjoying his footy at the moment. I'm not sure. I don't go into that. There's a lot of factors that he'll be weighing up, and... I'll leave that up to him and list management, but I'm really enjoying the way he's playing. I love the way he's engaging. He's really, I think he's stepped up as a leader this year in terms of care, not only about his own performance, about the team. So I just love seeing him the way he goes about it.
Good answer. Has his form surprised you?
Not really. I thought it was a really good progression. His first half of last year, He was probably battling, really probably trying to find his identity as a player in terms of where he fit in the team. And the second half of the year, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he played really well. He competed strongly. And at times, it's not about marking. It was getting to the ground. And now he's turned that from getting it to the ground to marking it and hitting the scoreboard. And the thing I've loved is he's probably given off as many goals as anyone as well. Everyone talks about he's the one that gets over the top. But he also gives off a lot. So he's been a really important player to us. And I've loved watching him grow. And I think sometimes people forget he's a tall bloke that didn't start playing a lot of football until he's a bit older, and right now he's playing it really well.
Have you got him ahead of Tex Walker? Because Bix has. You didn't
Bix
said
has
that
got him ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, look,
I told him he's dreaming.
I said it's like picking between your sons, David. They're pretty tough at the split.
I think what's working really well is them in tandem. I think you take either of them out, it'll make it harder for the other one. So I just love the chemistry that they've got along with the other forwards at the moment.
Well done, Teague. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem at all.
David Teague, Harvey Norman, Factory Outlet. Genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. The Big Green Building at Mile End.